The donation is going to be a significant enhancement to our learning program here at the U of S, at the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, particularly around the situations of mares foaling. It's a challenging time for the mare and the foal. Things happen quickly, as you saw in the demonstration, and there's often not opportunities for students to learn to be present at a foaling and to learn, and sometimes it's just not practical or even desirable for large groups of people to be around when mares are foaling. So this model provides a realistic alternative, a simulation of a foaling. We can reenact different scenarios, different situations, different presentations of the foal inside the mare, and they can learn about the skills they need and how to manage those foalings in order to safely deliver that, help that mare deliver the foal. And this is part of the larger idea around simulation in general, which is, again, what the BJ Hughes Center for Clinical Learning is designed to do. It is modeled after simulation, which is, again, the model for health education across Canada, across North America, where we are using simulated scenarios, sometimes whole animals like this, sometimes parts of limbs. We can simulate parts of limbs here, as you'll see in these silicone models, so that students can safely practice whatever skills they need, bandaging, suturing, doing surgery, delivering foals, delivering calves, safely and repeatedly. We can practice, we can stop the process. No, you need, your arms need to be there. This is where you should be placing your suture. And students are able to come back into this room. They have access to this space, and they can practice and practice and practice as much as they need to, so that when they are in the presence of an animal, that those skills are not the first time that they're practicing them when there's an animal around. And it's a game changer. I went to this college in the 80s. We did not have simulation at the time. And so sometimes the first time that you're actually taking blood from an animal is when there's a horse right there. And so there's a lot of things to be concerned about, never having practiced the location, never having practiced how to use the syringe. So it's a game changer. And we do know that when we bring WCVM alumni from my era, and even before, if you can believe it, there are older people than me been here, they are just absolutely so impressed and so blown away with what can be done now with simulation, what we can offer our students in this center, and wishing they had it when they were students. And so this center is very, very popular with our alumni and with many donors, because the impact of their gift is really very apparent to many people.
How much can you tell us about how this horse was built? I know it was made in Calgary. What can you tell us about the process?
Well, VSI is a Calgary company, and they have been developing these large models specifically for veterinary medicine teaching and learning. And they do it right in Calgary. They build the whole thing in Calgary. So June had the opportunity to go there to VSI, meet the folks who were building this model, and as you heard, had some pretty special interactions with them while they were building up bubbles and packaging her up to bring her, ship her out to us.
Is this like the first of its kind at the U of S, this kind of model, like with the horse specifically?
Well, we do have other horses. As you can see at the back, we've got some other horse models. We've got also have Agnes, who is our Hereford model for calving. But certainly this is the first model that we have for a mare and foal.
Can you describe a bit more of the demonstration, sort of what techniques they did use, what was happening in the process?
During a foaling, of course, it's important to know the position of the foal. If the foal is coming out in the right direction, and of course that's like a diver, there should be nose first and front limbs first. What the veterinarians were doing there were reaching into the mare and feeling around for the position of the foal and making sure that the foal's limbs were in the right position to foal, because there's not a lot of space in the pelvis, and you can see how large the foal is. The foal needs to be in the right position in order to come out properly. What the veterinarians were doing were feeling around for the limbs and trying to position as best they could the limbs, and so that the foal was coming out nose first and hooves first. It's very slippery in there, so it's hard to get a grip. And the chains are safe there's a way to put them on safely, and so to be able to gently pull, but there's a way to put them on safely so there's no damage to the foal. But they did face a challenge in that the shoulders, the pelvis was fairly narrow, and one of the foal's shoulders was pushed back and was trapped in there. And so that's about trying to reposition the foal. It's hard work. I mean, the foal's not light, and you're also working at the length of your arms and in a very small space. And so you're trying to make manipulations. You're trying not to hurt. You can't hurt the mare. You can't hurt the foal. And so it's very challenging, and there's a lot of skill needed to be able to do this, and which is why it's so wonderful that we've got reproduction, equine reproduction experts here as instructors, as clinicians and instructors, who can also help our students in these situations. And again, with Bubbles and Biscuits, they can repeatedly practice these scenarios so our students are confident and understand what's going on if they're present at a real foaling.